A noble person attracts noble people and knows how to hold on to them. A noble person attracts noble people and knows how to hold on to them. What is a noble person? A noble person is a person who is seeking to fulfill the highest and best that that person is able to fulfill. To fulfill the highest and best of who they are. The highest and best of all choices that are offered to them in their life. The noble person is a person who is always looking for the best in the world, the best, the very best, not the good stuff, not right stuff, not other stuff, but the best, the very best. Now, most people are good people, and they're looking for good things in life. They're looking for happy things in life, and they're looking for things in life that are making them content and that satisfy humanity, that satisfy the world around them. But a noble person is a person who goes beyond that limitation of the experiences that they have in daily life. It goes beyond just existing and expresses the genius, the magic within that person, the charisma within that person. Now, what makes some people great and other people mediocre? Some people express their charisma. They are noble people. Their charisma is to have respect first for themselves, have respect first for who they are and what type of person they are, what type of thoughts they allow in their mind, in their head. And secondly, they express these outwardly, that's being noble. They express these outwardly in every word they speak, in every action they do, and in every attitude they have in their life. It's just that simple and just that demanding. Can everyone do that? Indeed, they can. And many people do it, but it's the consistency that makes the difference. Whether you are noble all of the time or whether you are noble some of the time. When you are noble when someone is looking, that's one way of living your life. Or when you are noble when no one's looking. If it's your nature to be noble, if it's your nature to look for your highest and best, even when nobody is around to judge it and to look at it and say, you're doing your highest and best. You are a wonderful person. You are a good and glorious person. Wow! Oh my, am I so pleased, so proud to know you and your royalty, your genius, your nobility. You're a noble being. Yes. And of course, very few people live in that outward experience of always being noble. The possibility is there. The possibility is there. Now, why is it that some people are not always living that way? Because we are not always looking that way. If we were always looking at our nobility and the nobility of everyone in the world around us, we would find out that all the world is living in a state of glorious nobility all of the time. All the world is living in a state of glorious nobility all the time because we, by the vision that we have, by what we see, that's what is. Can you imagine you are responsible for the nobility of every being on the face of the earth? Because if you don't see it, for you, it's not there. If you don't bring it forth in every thought you have, it's not there. Nobility is something, goodness is something, happiness is something, wealth is something, peace is something, wholeness is something, and on. But it's not anything at all if you do not let it start in you and radiate from you as the joy and the peace and the power that it is. Now, how do you begin to do this? Well, if we were to go around looking for noble people, we'd find them. But the thing is, we would say how strange and how rare. But if we start looking within ourselves and saying, I am noble, I am noble. Every thought I think is a noble thought. Every action I do is a noble action. I am noble. Now, we're not being superior to anybody else. Just the contrary. Because if we start being noble, if we start thinking noble thoughts, if we start looking at ourselves as a noble being, we will see everyone in the world as a noble being. Now, if you look at someone like Obama, and you say, my, what a marvelous charisma this man has. What a marvelous nobility he has. He has noble ideas of what he wants to accomplish and what he wants to do. And you hang in there on that. And you believe that the things that he is doing are good and beautiful. And you will find that he will do these beautiful and good things. But if you start looking at him and you start saying, oh, his opposition is going to hold him from doing these things, they're going to get in the way of him accomplishing his good, he's lost. He's lost because you see the contrary in him. You see his lack of nobility, his lack of standing up for what he believes in. For 1 minute, you cannot look at your creation, and Obama is our creation. For 1 minute, you cannot look at your creation and their nobility or their charisma and see it faltering, see it struggling. When you look at the charisma of yourself and everyone in your world as a glorious and a wonderful thing, successful in every note, in every way, the idealism fulfilled in every way in its life and its world, how glorious that is. This is what a master does. This is what an absolute consciousness does. This is what somebody who really cares about their world does. They keep their house so clean. They keep their thinking so positive and so powerful. They keep their attitude in such nobility that every person they look at is noble, that every person they look at is accomplishing noble, beautiful, glorious things. Every person they look at is their reflection of their inner nobility, of their inner charisma, of their inner genius, and it's marvelous to see because it works every time. If you see a person struggling, they're struggling. If you see them using their genius in beautiful, wonderful ways, you see their charisma shining forth gloriously, and it is your own charisma shining forth gloriously, and people like to have you around. People like to have your attitude in their world because your attitude of positive awareness of their genius is the most glorious thing you could do for yourself or for anyone else. This is how life is for all of us. This is how the world is for all. This is what it is all about. A noble person attracts noble people and knows how to hold on to them. Is this where you stand? Is this what you do? Is this what your life is all about? Is this how you intend to be the marvelous genius that you are? If that's your intention, then you know it starts with you. You know it starts from every thought you have and every ideal that's in your world. It starts from all the goodness that you are. It starts from where you live and who you are. Are you a noble person? Are you attracting noble people? And do you know how to hold on to them? Well, you think nobility, you think charisma, you think magic, you think wonder, you think the marvelous qualities of all that is good and beautiful. And when you think these marvelous qualities of all that's wonderful and beautiful and good, then that is exactly what takes place in your life. That's exactly what takes place in who you are. And that's all that really matters. Because nothing else matters in this world except for you to be yourself and have fun. To be the noble person that you are, and you will attract noble people to you. You won't attract them so much as you'll create them already there. Because they are a reflection of you, a reflection of what you believe about yourself. Take this, run with it, enjoy it, and be that noble being that you are. I love you. I love you. I love you.